Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Arizona Opinion Service. We are conducting a voluntary survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community. What are the chances that you will vote in the next November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will be voting definitely.
And in the past 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I think I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Asian.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
27.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach of political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would be a moderate.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, and let's start with making college more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
I would say more affordable college is probably about an 8 for me.
Thank you. And what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
About a 10.
Thank you. What about improving K through 12 education?
A 9.
Thank you. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
A 10.
And banning tobacco products for adults?
A 9.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable towards them. You can choose any number. Let's just start with Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
40%. 40.
Thank you, sir. What about Republicans in Congress?
Probably about 10%. 10.
Thank you. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I would say 40.
Thank you so much. I want to read you a list of priorities that the Food and Drug Administration should be focused on. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue should be for the FDA. Let's start with removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, how important should be?
For what was the question again?
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, how important should be for the FDA or Food and Drug Administration?
I would say a 9.
Thank you. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. And preventing underage tobacco use?
I would say a 9.
Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to use adults 21 and older?
I do.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I would argue that there are more important issues.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Let's start with more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter to the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
I would say it makes me very concerned.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not very concerned.
Thank you. The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And let's start with the first statement. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to a 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10, how agree you are with that statement?
I'd say it's a 6.
Thank you. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead to large amount of unregulated vaping products floating the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans of cigarettes, which simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
6.
The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
I'd say a 5.
Thank you so much, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you one more time. Do you support or oppose a ban on the cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults of 21 and over?
I am still in favor.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat support or strongly support?
I still say strongly.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I support it.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
That would have no impact.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say yes or no. Let's start with liquor or spirit.
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda?
Yes.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Beer?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Thank you, sir. Just for the statistical purposes only, we already, we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last, you mean like the last rate? Like,
yes.
Of school?
Yeah,
bachelor's. I graduated 4-year university.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have two niece and nephew living in the household that are younger than 18.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you so much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
As a supporter, but not a member.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Take care, sir.
Bye-bye.